just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm so all the hand and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
You know, we have something that says, oh shit, like this is a bad thing, and then we start off with the hyperactive techno.
Wow. You know what, man? That should be like the background music for like a new Ritalin commercial.
Oh, really?
Little Jimmy was just out of control. We didn't know what to make him do. Clean your room, Jimmy. And then we got him new Ritalin X, you know. Some mellow fucking free play music or something.
Did you get something really mellow coming in?
Now Jimmy's a lot better. Jimmy, please clean your room. Uh-oh, looks like Jimmy forgot to take his medication today. that's okay. There's new tranquilizer darts from Pfizer in convenient travel size packages.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And my right here is the ever wonderful, ever omnipresent Claude Balls.
And to the left of me is Trencher. You know him, you love him. Well, I don't know if you love him. You kind of know him, I suppose, if you're a regular listener.
You know, I give you something nice. The, you know, it's build up, build up, build up, boom. And you're like, yeah, he's on my left and he doesn't smell this week. Right on.
Check it out, man. I'm wearing Speed Stick. Yeah. Original.
Original. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It smells good, man.
Yeah. You're going to smell yourself the entire show. You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that smells good.
I like my deodorant, oh. Oh, yeah, it's the gel.
Oh, yeah, fresh.
All right, let's start everybody off on the right foot. First off, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at our home at spankwagon.net. Of course, if you're listening to us, you're either listening to us through a syndicate. If you want to join us, there's a few great ways to do it. First off, you can give us a call. Our number is 1-866-LVROCKS. If you're local, Vegas, 383-8120. If you're computer savvy, you know, you're like one of those techno-leak kind of people, you can always give us a call. Or you just threw up the window and totally made me lose track. If you're techno savvy, yada, 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 you can go to our IRC channel. It's irc.slashnet.org. The room is /LVRocks. And why are we looking at penguins walking through metal detectors? Is Homeland Security that bad? Are they now getting fingerprinted as well?
Well, you really don't fingerprint birds, Trent.
Yes, but anybody who's foreign who comes in the United States now has to be fingerprinted, mandated. Otherwise, you cannot enter the country.
And what good does that do?
Well, apparently that means that if you decide that you do, in fact, want to blow yourself up, they'll know to match the nub that they find in a chili bowl to you.
Oh, great, man. So let me get this. Let me kind of just get this straight. Just so, like, I'm on the same page here as everybody here in World Security. So what you're telling me is basically what's going to happen is somebody's, like, walking down a fucking street, man. They're like, wow, look at the buildings right
there.
Well,
no, someone foreign is walking down the street.
Someone foreign is walking down the street. Next thing you know, they see something, and they're just going to snap. They're just going to be all,
oh, God, not this again.
You know. And all of a sudden, you know, through they're looking at some building and shit.
Yes, and we have their fingerprints on file now. So when they decide to go this route, we will know them.
Because we know so many fingerprints were on Muhammad Atta after September 11th, right?
I don't know why they're doing it. I really couldn't give you a reason. I mean, I don't think it's completely fair. Other countries do not require us, you know, to fingerprint when we enter them. Well, why should we do this? I mean, hell, we're even removing the free travel between Canada and the United States. You now will have to carry a passport to go to Canada.
Because, you know, Canadian beer poses such a threat
to
us Americans.
You know,
I don't know why.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I did not hear this.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well,
me.
Basically what has happened is, starting here, I want to say in about another year or two, I don't know the exact specifics, to go anywhere. I mean, you know, Mexico, you want to take a, you know, passport with you anyway, just in case, you know, it ends up like Cheech and Chong, or Cheech is, you know, born in East L.A.
Yes.
You don't want to go try to smuggle your ass into a refrigerator. Now, the thing is... The thing is, when you go to Canada, though, because you might steal some good old Molson or something, or, you know, go drop kick a fucking bear.
Yeah, all I can picture is a bunch of Canadians in a weed van from, like, Up in Smoke.
Well, there you go, eh?
Coming down from Vancouver.
Yay, man. What's up, man, eh? Yeah. No, my point is, though, is it's getting ridiculous, because if I go to a foreign country, they're not going to fingerprint me. But God forbid, we're going to fingerprint everybody else that comes in here. Hey, by the way, hello, Flying J. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
God damn.
For once, you get it right.
You talk right into the mic.
You
we
talk right
that.
Into the mic. I could kiss you.
Not now, later.
You sure?
The show. Yes.
Oh, God. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Oh. Do your thing.
Do his thing.
My thing. What's my
what
thing?
His thing?
That thing with your cheeks. It sounds like splurting. Money shot.
Okay. Jesus, I'm going to drown over here.
At?
You know what? I don't even have that stuff loaded. I have other shit loaded
the
today.
The chicken dance song?
Oh.
No, I'm not going to play the Chicken Dance song. I'd play something Flying J.
It fell out. I don't know what happened. Huh. Golly. Yeah, anyhow. So, Walking Flying J. We're just talking about passing over to, you know, the fact that someone here had a picture from the Denver Channel News showing penguins going through a metal detector. If someone could please explain to me in the chat room why they were going through a metal detector, or
they
better yet,
had to be checked in, I guess.
Give me a call, you know, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. We kind of want to start using the phone a little more than just the chat room. Both are nice, but, you know, we want to show off our technology ways.
Of course. And everybody give a big shout out to Flying J, who's now here. Flying J, welcome back.
Ah, glad to be here, you fucking
asshole. I heard this going on last week because I was out. You guys are just ruthless.
Are we?
Yeah. Are you feeling better, though, because it was a two-hour counseling session?
You know, I'm coming terms to it.
Good.
With the whole thing. She's in a...
Because I don't want to talk about it this week.
By the way, she's in a committed relation right now. So, hey, way to, you know, take things slow there, Mandy. So, anyways. Okay, I'm done.
That's it.
No more.
Don't instigate either. Stop instigating. You need to stop instigating.
I'm doing just playing the songs.
You're playing the songs that everybody likes. I know. Thank you, Mr. Manilow. But still.
Where are you going, dude? Flying J has to go brush his teeth. Apparently, Trincher did not drink pineapple juice the night before.
That's not right. That is so not right.
I cannot hear you unless you speak into the mic.
Yeah, you got to be in a mic, otherwise no one hears you, dude.
If you have anything to say, it must be said to the audience as well.
Otherwise, it's not funny, man. I love our audience, by the way. By the way, I really want to say, last week you guys did a pretty good show. I was very impressed, and me and Kenneth thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great.
It did catch up to me, though, on Sunday when I decided to wake up about 1:30 and then 3:30 and then 5:30 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, throwing up out my mouth, out my nose. It was coming. Every fluid was flowing from every single orifice fluid is supposed to flow from.
It was that bad, huh?
I don't know what happened to me, but I died. I was fine Saturday. I was fine Friday, you know. Claude was there over my place Friday evening. Mm-hmm. That was great, you know. And all of a sudden, Sunday.
No alcohol involved?
No, I don't drink.
No, he doesn't drink.
I don't drink, so no alcohol
involved.
He's Mormon,
dude.
I am not. I'm Catholic, you dumbass. You dumbass. I'll take in the sacramental wine.
Oh, I see. So as long as it's forgivable by God, typical Catholic.
Of course. Body
of
Christ. Blood of Christ. I'm one of those freaks, you know. Sort of like a Jesus Christ cannibal, you know, superstar.
Blood of Kool-Aid Man.
Blood of Kool-Aid Man.
Tip his head over.
Now, you don't want to have Blood of Kool-Aid Man in my house because the wife, when she makes it, will give you pure fucking insulin and sugar shock. Ask him.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Trench is a whole religion.
You know what? You have Jesus Christ Superstar. You are a show tune listening bastard.
I have copies of everything.
You're like, memories! You're laughing because you have it on there, and you know you do.
Yes, I do.
Do you have memories?
He has memory
for
cats.
Wow.
Okay, you are a show tune listening motherfucker.
I keep songs for shit I don't listen to simply for occasions like this.
I love this.
Actually, I like Jesus Christ Superstar. I've seen it.
Too.
I've seen two
Never
productions.
Seen it.
I've seen two productions and the film.
I know Ron Jeremy's in the movie.
Yeah, as a bit character.
He's like in a crowd, I guess.
Yeah, which is interesting. By the way, since we're on a religious kick, why don't I just cue this one up? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new pope as of this week. I'm sure you've all been hearing about Pope Benedict the 16th.
Who was a member of Hitler Youth.
Who was a member of the forced Hitler Youth.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Interesting.
Wow.
And
yes.
He was an anti-aircraft gunner. Right up until the very bitter end, mostly because at his age he had to go into the air military.
Right.
Wow. Never forget. Never forget.
Right. Which is typically the German excuse of, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. That's
which,
why
if anybody's ever seen The Crow 2, you always have a choice. You know that.
Why would The Crow 2 have anything to do with this?
That's the blind side. You've seen The Crow 2.
I regret...
We didn't have a choice!
I regret
you always have a choice.
I regret seeing The Crow 2.
You like The Crow 2.
I did not like The Crow 2.
I like The Crow 2.
Flying Jay, did you like The Crow sequel, Crow 2?
I'm crying.
God, what the hell's wrong with you all of a sudden?
Did you like The Crow 2?
Huh?
Get to the microphone and answer.
Pull the mic towards you.
You fuckheads, give me a second so I can compose myself. Jesus.
Well, we've been here. Where have you been?
Oh, well, I've been driving and drinking and other things.
But no, the
Jesus, I felt safe. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, the Crow 2 was only redeeming quality was that sick ass Asian bitch that, you know, killed people.
And she's dead.
Is she? Did she? Is she?
Yeah,
she played the Yellow Ranger on Power Rangers. Trini, I forget. Thuy Trang. Or Thuy Trang?
Yeah, I think we did
like
a dead celeb on her. We did a dead celeb on her,
like
if I remember correctly.
No, we didn't, because she died in like 97.
No, we talked about her.
We
this
talked
is,
about
is when
her,
we had
she was
the
not
show
dead
Kitchen
celeb.
Stadium.
So how did she meet her maker?
She was in a car accident with no seatbelt.
Yep. Damn it. That'll get you every time.
Usually does.
At least when I drink and drive, I got my seatbelt on.
Oh, Jesus. Don't tell me you're drinking and driving.
No, not far.
Oh, shit.
I ain't drinking far, just down to the bar and
just
back.
Down to the bar and back.
I ain't drinking far.
To the AMPM.
I ain't drinking far.
Far.
By the way, Toyer in the chat room says, personally, I don't put a whole lot of weight on things people did 60 years ago. I don't know. I mean, if you're doing this 60 years ago, you're still accountable for doing it. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, what if you, like,
touched
kids?
I'm sorry. If that was the case, there, Toe, why do we have prisons? I mean, every 10 years, we should just let them all out willy-nilly. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's been 10 years. It was 10 years ago you did this. Go home.
So you think someone who, like, touched kids 60 years ago...
Well, we'll have to ask Michael Jackson in a few years. Actually, yeah. I wasn't done with my skit.
I was just thinking this is more appropriate for the new Pope.
Actually, you got to read what I... you got to see what I have.
Okay, so fine. We'll hold off on the Nazi music.
I just got to find the damn thing, because I guess the link I had is a bad link now.
So basically, yeah, the Pope was a member of Hitler Youth.
Yeah, Pope, former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger.
Which I always thought was Ratzinger.
Ratzinger.
I always thought it was like Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger.
That's who I thought it was. When they said that, I'm like, Cliff got elected.
Yeah, that's why. You thought it was Cliff just because of the sheer fact that, you know, everybody was like in FARC posting photos of Cliff Clavin.
Actually, I've fought Cliff Clavin before I went to FARC.
Have you guys seen the picture of the new Superman in uniform?
No.
No, but it looks pretty weird.
What, you said no.
Well, I saw it, but I didn't think it was real. Because it looked Photoshopped to me.
Look at it, dang. See, that's what you said about the Spider-Man publicity photo that was
yes,
released, and you said it was Photoshopped, which it wasn't, by the way. You just wouldn't accept it.
And by the way, Toe is correcting me. 10 years equals 60 years? Well, I'm generalizing. Come on now. We got to give people some chances, right?
Dog years.
Yeah. Dog years. Well, we'll do it in Flying J years.
Yeah. What?
Week in eternity.
Week. Yeah. Remember, I still have my date with the devil, literally. So.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, actually, the interesting thing I want to kind of cover, have you guys heard about the Pope prophecies?
No.
Have you heard anything about the Pope prophecies?
Sounds like a new serial.
Sounds like shit that's in the Weekly World News.
Popey Flakes.
Yeah, Pope prophecies.
You know what? It is. It's something that should be in the Weekly World News. Basically, there's this guy, St. Malachy, M-A-L-A-C-H-Y, who back in the 1100s had these visions when he was in Rome, you know, in Vatican City, or in Rome, I should say, before I think, whatever. Of all of the different popes to come from number 106 all the way till the end of time. Well, what basically they've done is they can only do this retrospectively. They can only go backwards on this. They actually have filled in where his prophecies match the person they were speaking of. Such as, let me go ahead and zoom into what we have now.
Is this like some Nostradamus-esque shit where people
Nostradamus-esque.
Where people like will twist shit to go like to match it up from
well,
this
how
that.
About this? Let me read these.
Okay, go ahead.
And
go
you
ahead.
Tell me. You guys tell me. First off, let's start with Pope John Paul I, 1978 to 1978. As I think we discussed a couple weeks ago, he only served, he only did one whole month.
He's the Pope from The Godfather 3.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, right.
Basically, they said, they called him Pope John Paul I. He was the Pope of the Half Moon. And what that means is that because his deal only lasted around 30 days, he started on a half moon, and he ended on a half moon. Well, hold on. I'm not done yet.
All right, go ahead.
He started on the half moon, ended on the half moon. So, Pope of the Half Moon. That name fit him well. Pope John Paul II. He got called here basically from the toil of the sun. And what's interesting is, first off, he was, a part of the Eastern Bloc, which they tried to fit, didn't really work with me. But what it says here is that he was, when he was born, it was a, there was a solar eclipse, and when he died, there's a solar eclipse. And actually, it's happened that way from the toil of the sun. Toil of the sun is interpreted.
There was a solar eclipse.
Yes.
When?
There was a solar eclipse last week.
Yeah, there was.
There was a solar eclipse last week.
Yeah.
Now, the current pope, here's what they have said. The guy back in 1100 said, the glory of the olive. Now, this can be taken two ways. Of course, olive is kind of equal to olive branch, which is equal to peace.
Right.
Okay. But there's also a group of Catholics. There's also a group of Catholics called the Olivetians. And the Olivetians are an order of the Saint Benedict, which Ratzinger has taken on as a name.
Okay.
Pope Benedict. So they're saying that the next pope is going to be it. The end of the world is with a pope that's going to be referred to as Peter Romanos, Peter of the Romans, or Peter the Roman. And they're predicting that this is what this guy predicted in 1100, that this is it. This is the end of the road.
Well, Akari nice. Points out, too, that the Aztec calendar also states that we're supposed to have end of times in 2012.
Yeah, so 2012 for the Aztec calendar. This thing is going to be, is supposed, you know, the next pope is it for the last pope. So, and not to mention the fact that we got a meteor that's going to be sailing at us around 2028. So
right,
maybe we are looking right here, right now, at a moment where we're all going, hey, shit, we're all going to die in 10, 20 years.
Like I said, I'll get back to my dating life. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, that is possible. Who knows?
I mean, do you guys even find any of that? I found it intriguing. I've been reading about all the different popes fit in with the prophecy.
The reason I really can't find things like this intriguing is... number one, especially like Penn and Teller did a bullshit episode on this right here.
They're great,
I think I
saw that one.
And what it was is they had the one guy like reads the Nostradamus prophecies, and one of the prophecies was going to be that some dude from the Middle East would like rise up and fucking kill and destroy everyone. Well, this guy
there's been so many of them though,
right? Yeah. And this guy said, okay, well, you know, let's go ahead, let's do the 6 degrees of Allah Akbar,
right?
And fucking link it up this way. Well, first he did it to the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran,
mm-hmm,
back in the early 80s. Well, mm-hmm, he died. So then he's trying to point it out, saying it was going to be Saddam Hussein, and
he got captured.
So, yeah, now he's neutralized. So who's going to be now? Now he goes, oh, Osama bin Laden. Well, you know, fucking A, dude.
Yeah,
we don't even know if he's still alive.
Here's the thing, though. The difference between that was very general. This was a little, a teeny weeny bit more specific because...
I understand what you're saying.
Because this guy gave these clues. Because, I mean, that's all he wrote down. Now, the interesting thing is that the Vatican actually took this book and put it in the museum. They basically, it's like the Indiana Jones Museum. You know, you put it in a crate, put it in a warehouse, and you'll never see it again. They kind of did it to this. And it has been edited a bit. So they don't know if it's been edited and when. They think it was edited in the 1500s, right after it was found, so that way they can give themselves more time. But it's very interesting. Plus, the chat room here just says, well, is that the end of the Catholic religion?
Or the world. The end of the world or the Catholic Church?
I would almost say end of the Catholic Church, because they don't believe anybody else exists.
And that's a very good point right there, because Akari continues saying, considering the shit going down with the religion today, Catholicism, I'd not be surprised to see the church torn apart. And that's a very good, observation. Thank you, Akari.
Well, what part, though?
Well,
it started with that, but it's really going to continue down a long ways. I mean, you know what? I understand, yes, people do change. I understand that completely. Someone's calling my fucking Nextel phone. Jesus Christ. Anyhow, I understand how things can change here and there. You know, for people in their lives, and what a person you knew, hell, just a couple of years before, can be someone completely different.
Right.
So that's why I honestly do not give a lot of weight to the Hitler Youth thing with Benedict.
Yeah.
However, you know, with a lot of the scandal with the fucking boys touching each other, coming down, and things like that, and the child molestations, I think it's really going to be the end of the church in the Vatican.
Well, you know,
like
it's interesting too. Is I think, you know, it's going to be the end of the church in some respects, you know, because they can't maintain themselves. But it's going to be very sad, because you got to look at it. You're all looking at very much 2,000 plus years of history. I mean, it is. I was showing some stuff to Claude here online, just of the things that I saw and experienced when I was in, you know, at the Vatican. I was at St. Peter's Square. I was at the St. Peter's Cathedral. You know, I was at the Sistine Chapel. And all of that is just so impressive. You really don't understand. It's just wow.
Yeah, right. Well, see, that's what Catholicism is. It's Christianity with the
glitz
and the glam.
Exactly. No, ignore me, please.
Oh, yeah, okay. But that's coming from a non-Catholic perspective, so.
Well, I mean, the thing with Catholic is they're losing money. They actually, the Catholic Church is actually losing money completely and utterly, just hand over fist. Now, the interesting thing is the Catholic Church also has all these great riches. When I was walking through some of the museums and just seeing the things made of the jewels and the gold, and I mean, they're huge. I mean, we're talking, you know how they always say, you know, kiss the ring of the Pope? Yeah, that fucking ring is about the size of a hubcap on a Datsun.
Yeah.
Okay? That thing is huge.
I don't know how.
And all I'm picturing is one of those old school ass 1979 Datsun hubcaps with the turtle shell.
Well, I mean, it is huge.
I don't know how that serves the people. But
well, you got to understand, though, the religion, when these things were made, probably even made, was more of a political power than a guiding power.
But
I mean, the
Catholic
Church
is today, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to have some sort of tradition.
You got to remember that.
Not necessarily. It's all about the gospel, not the dogmatic whatever.
Okay, you're right, but you still need dogma because people understand dogma better.
Yeah, and you need a lot of the tradition so people feel connected.
Oh, so that's like cutting a nice single malt scotch with, like, water, you know? I mean,
because your ancestors did it. No one fucking eats gefilte fish for lunch every day, but because it's a part of
gefilte fish.
I don't know how to pronounce it, so
okay.
Thank you for the correction. Nobody eats that shit for lunch, all right? So
sure
you
they
know,
do.
No, they don't.
Sure,
they
do. I'm sure people do. I mean, just not here. It's just not one of our Western customers.
And Western culture. Thank you. But the point is, we reserve that shit for, you know, hey, this here and that there. I mean, it's like if you want to watch something more interesting on religion.
You know, the thing is, though, is we're looking at this from two different aspects. First off, I'm looking at it when I was at the Vatican. I didn't think of modern Catholic because modern Catholic to me isn't really what Catholic is. I mean, it's so washed out as to how hardcore they used to be.
See,
and I don't think that's bad. Hold on, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's washed out that much. I really don't. It's necessary. But what I see is when I look at that stuff, you know, look at the fact that emperors from Constantine on were crowned by the current pope, you know, whoever the current pope was. They had a hand in politics. You know, they were thick as thieves with politics. What's your thoughts? Because you're saying you're strewing.
Well, I look, I probably have made it very clear that I'm not a huge fan of Catholicism in general. Because I really think that it's one of the largest distractions from true Christianity in the world. That's just coming from a very basic Christian background, upbringing myself.
Right, right.
It was Baptist. However, I didn't really dig the whole Baptist thing. Give me your money, you know, and blah blah blah, and you'll go to heaven, you know. I never understood that either. So, but
nothing. Anyhow. Yeah, and the thing about it is, you know, you do need some sort of traditions here and there. A lot of traditions...
It's not necessary, though.
I understand it's not necessary.
You know what, though?
Hold on.
It's Thanksgiving without turkey. I mean...
Well,
what's the problem?
And that's a very good way of putting it. That is an excellent way of putting it. It's Thanksgiving without turkey. You can have goose or turkey or anything else on Christmas, but Thanksgiving is specifically for turkey.
But, see, people don't read the Bible. They let somebody else read the Bible and do a sermon.
And that's true. And that is true.
Okay. All religions, true. I'm sorry. All religions do that, though.
If you read the New Testament, it makes it very basic. Okay, if you want to go to heaven, all right, and you want to live in a life,
life
an eternity,
splendor,
right?
Yes.
Basically, you have to accept Christ. First of all, admit that you're a pretty pathetic piece of shit.
That's not what it means.
Well, listen.
That is not what it means at all.
No, wait a minute. Everybody's allowed to their own interpretation. I'm recovering Catholic. I always joke.
Right.
But I still have a lot of Catholic beliefs, a lot of Catholic dogma that I still will respect and go through. Now,
and I've been told I'm like Benny from The Mummy. I'm wearing the fucking... you know, necklaces with every kind of deity for whatever serves my purpose, which for a lot of things is true.
I mean, basically, it's basically admitting that you're a sinner and then asking Christ
for forgiveness.
It is more than that. It's more than that.
How is it?
Okay.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
The way it states is basically we have original sin, of course, you know, the tree of knowledge,
and
that is passed down through all of us. What it is with the acceptance of Christ, doesn't mean you're a bad fucking person. What it means is...
You're born into sin.
That does not make you a bad person, though.
No.
It doesn't Catholicism. I will point that out. It doesn't Catholicism.
If you the bad people are the ones who don't acknowledge that they're sinners and can't admit it.
No. It's more than that. It's a lot more than that. See, what happens is...
See, that's just saying you're trying to make things more complicated than what they are.
No, they're not complicated. You're complicating
them. Okay, can we just get a point out?
Right. If I can finish, yes. What it is in the Christianity, when you what you do is you accept Christ as your Savior,
yes.
Realize that you're a sinner, and you got to be guided upon the path, and then you have to surrender yourself to Christ to do His will.
Correct.
That is what it is. Does not mean that you're a piece of shit. Because the thing is...
Well, I use that figuratively, of course.
Well,
you could go through your entire life, and you could do good deeds, and you could be a good person, and you could do anything and everything right, never commit a sin once in your entire life, but if you didn't
impossible.
Accept... But, dude, this is not a fucking argument. On
well,
logistics.
No, wait. Let's see. It's possible if you're six.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I'll agree to that.
Okay, it's possible if you're six, unless, of course, you're Catholic. Now, me...
But there's a difference. There's some shit inside. It's kind of like the crow, you know.
Again, back with the crow.
You know, their childhood is over once you realize you're dead kind of thing. Once a child knows the difference between right and wrong,
there's the biteable and then there's the quotable crow, you know?
Right.
Yes, like I said, I will use...
Wait a minute, I can make Cain and Abel... Here's how I relate Cain and Abel to crow. Caw, caw,
don't
bang,
even
fuck,
fucking get me started on that.
Don't start on that.
Because what the fuck? He took a fucking
said,
woman from the land of Nod?
I said don't start. Don't start on that. Oh, my God.
But that is what it means with religion right there. It just means you surrender yourself to Christ. You go, hey, guess what? I am a sinner. You know, I realize that I've inherited this sin. Not necessarily that I myself have done, you know, lots of unforgivable wrong.
Right.
But
But other religions, and now I'm not blaming just Catholicism.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, there's other religions.
No, there's
Mormonism, you know.
Mormonism's a weird fucking religion.
They send them on their missions, and they have to accrue a certain amount of good points before they can even enter heaven.
That
know?
Reminds me, dude.
That is true. Very
no,
true.
No. That's different. That's not true. In Mormonism, there are different levels of...
levels now. There's
yes, there's...
Levels
there's
of salvation.
No, not salvation. There's various tiers.
Isn't it levels of closeness to God?
To becoming God in the celestial area.
See, that's why Mormonism... I mean,
is very interesting because it is the only religion in the world where you can be baptized post-mortem.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things. They were actually doing that. They're baptizing graves of, wasn't it Jewish?
Well, see, that's Holocaust victims.
Now, to call Mormon.
But going on to that, yes. I mean, the whole baptism thing is another thing. Baptism is an act of obedience, okay? Why does Catholicism...
Why do they
get their babies baptized? They don't even know yet.
Do you know
okay,
what the... Do
no,
the
no,
point
do you know,
be a
wait,
conscious
can
decision.
Can I, please?
It should be a conscious decision.
Okay, explain baptism.
Baptism is the cleansing of the soul. That is it.
It should be a choice of the individual.
It's in Catholicism, it is not, because you are born into sin.
Right.
You are guaranteed born into sin. And until you're baptized, you are a sinner.
You have
you
a
are
lifetime.
Going to hell.
You have a lifetime
you,
to figure that out for
okay,
yourself.
But
not have
parents,
figure that out
parents
for you.
Who are Catholic don't want that on their conscience. Parents who are obedient Catholic don't want that on their conscience.
Which
so they're going to baptize their child. I am baptizing my child in a few months. Presbyterian.
Now, see me. I would wait.
Now, do you know how baptism started?
By John the Baptist baptizing Christ, actually baptizing others into Christianity, and then baptizing
in
Jesus.
In the Catholic sense, what it was basically coming about was in order to get people to donate to the church, because you know they were saying
pre that it was actually John the Baptist trying to convert people to Christianity, including Jesus. They considered John the Baptist before Christ, the Christ before Christ, because he was spreading the word before Jesus came down. Or was born, excuse me, to spread the word of his, you know, the word of God. That was the sole intention originally. Since then, yes, it's been blurred way worse than any cheap television set. Now, you feel that people need to have a choice about baptism.
It should be.
Okay, but you're saying that as an adult with the choice.
Right, which everybody will eventually become.
But what about the fact that if you're raised in the religion and you're told all your life you're a sinner, you're going to hell, you're pretty much going to baptize yourself, get baptized, right?
Not necessarily, because you still have the right and the own conscious act of the individual.
Okay.
At that point, it sounds more like a rebellion.
Yeah, it does, really. And then, and honest to God, it's exactly what it sounds like. Because when
rebelling
you, like,
against
you,
what? Like,
your parents, the religion, no. The social structure that you're raised in.
Look, look, this is coming from a house that had a Buddhist mother and a Baptist dad, okay?
Okay.
Believe me, okay? I'm not rebelling against shit.
Okay? God damn, Buddhist and Baptist.
You are not you're not rebelling against shit,
no,
obviously.
No, actually,
do you sit around contemplating your wrongdoing?
No. Uh-huh. But
I do, but then again, I'm recovering Catholic. That's why I'm not fully recovered.
But I think I had the good fortune to be in a multi-religious environment and be able to make a conscious choice, which a lot of people don't because it's stuffed down their throat from the minute that
they're
born.
That is true. That is very true. I can say that but here's the problem, and here's the thing that you're looking at it as. It's stuffed down your throat because your parents want. Okay, now you came from a different environment, but one of my parents were Catholic, so I went to Catholic school, I went to church, I went to Mass, I did all that. And that was because my parents wanted me to fit in with what they have going on, with their choices. I'm a kid, I am, let's say, 5-6 years old. I am not quite there mentally to make those choices myself. I didn't even start understanding, the true whole scope of Catholic, the Catholic religion, until after I was probably in high school.
Right.
Then I really got to understand it.
Yeah.
Now,
and my opinion as well, I don't think we should abolish religion.
No, we absolutely need religion.
Yes, because it's the ultimate form of crowd control.
I think everybody should have a Bible right next to
their
toilet.
I hate saying that shit, but you know what, dude? There are some motherfuckers out there.
Gideon's in Drano, I get it.
No,
Gideon's
seriously. That's what I do.
But
I read.
Someone sneaks
I read the Bible.
Your outhouse in the middle of the night. Dude.
I read the Bible on the toilet. Now some Catholics would be like blasphemy. No, but
no,
you know what?
No, they don't.
Why
you're reading?
Educate yourself.
They're not. That's a fallacy.
But the thing is, a lot of people are spoon-fed.
Catholics don't have a fucking shining golden light on a Bible in the middle of the living room
right.
That gets like every time you step 2 inches too close to it, all of a sudden your angel's singing because of a tape recorder in the background.
Here's the thing about that though.
Indiana Jones with a big ball chasing you out.
A lot of people only learn about religion or Catholicism from a church, and of course.
Well, where else are you going to learn?
You need to read the good book in order to make your own opinion on it. I mean, don't let somebody else spoon feed you a sermon and their interpretation. And
you know what? Red Rum reminded me something that I have not gone through. Now, I have gone through my first communion, which was done in second grade, but I was actually, because we moved and my mom fell out of, basically didn't go to the church anymore and didn't
right.
make me go through CCD. Thank you, Red Rum. It's called confirmation. It's a point in your high school. Actually, it's junior high, if I remember correctly, around eighth grade or so. Your studyings and everything in Catholic religion, you get the choice. You can get confirmed or not. If you get confirmed, you get your Christian name, and you move on.
So basically what you're telling me is this is Rumspringa for Catholics.
What the what? Huh?
Rumspringa is what they do for like Amish kids when they turn like 17 or so. They let them go out into the real world for however long they want to see, do I want to go ahead and be a member of the English, American society, or do they wish to go back and join the Amish church, Mennonite or whatever
wow.
variation thereof? And Rumspringa lasts as long
sounds
as
sounds like
necessary.
A nice drink.
It
Rumspringa.
Does. Rumspringa.
Amish in the city.
Yeah.
Amish in the city. That's
yes.
why you can make that. That was it. And to be honest, I worry a little bit about people. Like, I believe in some of the deist principles, such as you believe in God. You believe in Jesus. You believe in what you read in the Bible, but you don't
okay.
believe in someone preaching it to you. And I think that's what you're really coming from. That's
well,
the exact point you're coming
well,
from.
Well, I have a question for you right now, then.
Flying J.
Trench.
Okay.
I've never been baptized. Does that mean anything negative for me?
Yes.
Yes, it does, actually. Because you've never been baptized in religion, that means, and in like it's more or less, I mean, in the Catholic religion, it means
going
you're going to hell.
No, which is utter bullshit.
I don't know
but,
if it's hell.
Wait.
I don't know. There's obviously more strict and devout Catholics and people who know the rules better. It's rules. It's what it is.
Well, yeah, but I have to
obedience.
No,
that's
hold on, guys. Now, I've not been.
Is it obedience or is it
belief? Wait. Let's hold on 1 second here, Chiefs. All right. No, I've not been baptized, so you're saying that doesn't do anything for me. But
no.
I have been circumcised, so does that not
no.
seal the bond between me and God?
No.
As it did in the Bible.
That's a medical procedure at this point.
No.
When did it change all of a sudden?
Kenneth, we don't have to get him circumcised, but we did because it's more of a medical and sanitary.
I don't see how.
hey, we're just going based on some of the books, you know, some of these baby books. But hey, I'm just saying.
How many centuries, if not thousands of years, has mankind been on this earth?
Hey.
With the little fucking flap of skin on our dicks, and we've survived.
What makes
it so different in today's society?
And I think it's just right now. Maybe it could also be just the fact that everyone's doing it. You know, it may switch in a thousand years. We don't know.
It makes for a more attractive penis. So you know,
just as says our expert on cock.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the cock.
So you're circumcised, Flying J?
Indeed, I am.
Okay. You don't think it'd be more fun to have the skin on the front?
You know what?
To play peekaboo with it.
It would probably make me look a little bit bigger than I am now, and that's probably the only reason why I would want it. So
you know, and to be honest, I mean, I'm okay with my size. I could say that my son's was done as a medical procedure because of doctor.
Keep the stallion in the corral. We've heard.
Wow, that's just all.
Yeah, thanks.
That was you. We were listening to you. And
no,
then you
I was
stop.
Just going to say, you know, the difference between, like, you know, my son's circumcision and you know, a bris is the simple fact that, you know, Dr. Berger did it. You know, no one else. Dr. Berger.
Well, see, the thing about
it wasn't done with crosses, holy water, or anything like that.
Ooh,
it was a
burger.
medical procedure.
He doesn't, like, make burgers on the side, does he?
No.
Well, yes, I do see what you're saying.
Clap taco.
Keep the tip.
Ooh.
Don't make chewing sounds, Flying Jets. It's disgusting.
Calamari's great here.
Starts blowing bubbles.
What was that for? Oh, Conehead.
It's fresh enough. There's cream in the center. Anyhow. Anyhow.
Eclair.
Yeah, these are still warm.
Cannoli. To go.
All right.
Oat Shit says, isn't the foreskin supposed to contain more nerve endings? Yes, it does. You actually kill a lot of sexual sensation by taking off the foreskin of a penis.
My poor son.
And it is also concerned, too, that it may actually make you smaller.
If done improperly,
it can stunt growth.
Interesting.
That has been one thing that they have actually debated and talked about. I saw a bit on this on The Daily Show and had to read more on it.
The Daily Show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
fair
great.
Enough.
Now you're rocking this shit.
Now you are
exactly right, though, in saying that a bris is different than a medical circumcision.
Yeah.
And the reason being is, yes, because at that point they do have to go ahead. There is a chant from the Torah they have to read, et cetera, et cetera. And, for instance, if I were going to be converted to Judaism right now, because I'm already circumcised, all they would simply have to do is draw just a drop of blood from my penis, and then everything would be fine.
Fuck
at that point.
You. You know, yeah. Fuck
Ow.
You.
You know Sammy Davis
you
had
know
to
what,
go
you
through
know,
it.
You know what, though?
Mazel tov.
Just wait till you have kidney stones. You'll donate all the blood you want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. No, so anyhow, I mean, so where are we at with this then? Are we at a conclusion that, one, dogma is necessary? People should have their own choice whether they want to believe the dogma. So you're saying it's not necessary. But
I don't.
Here's the thing, though. You keep telling people need a choice, people need a choice, and then you tell them, no, you shouldn't believe in that. How is that fair? How is it fair that you can sit here across from me and tell me I have a choice in my religion, but I shouldn't choose what I choose in my religion?
You shouldn't adhere to what one church tells you what to do. You
should go back and
look at the good book yourself and make your own determinations. That's the only thing that I'm...
And in a lot of cases right there, the book is not necessarily going to be the end-all be-all.
Considering several chapters repeat themselves.
And you know, it says, you know, you should beat the shit out of your kids and stuff.
Oh, let's not forget about the fact that it says that the woman, the wife, should be completely loyal and subservient to the husband.
And like you're cursed if you go near her bed while she has her period.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yes. There's a lot of shit in there that is bullshit, but I see exactly
though,
what Flying J is saying.
I'm not saying take it literal interpretation.
Well, no.
What I'm saying is take what you can away from it first and not let somebody spoon feed you what they've taken away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. And you know, all the hocus pocus, smoke and mirrors, and look at my fancy robe, and hey, check out these fancy paintings that we have on our walls. This is what religion's all about. This is what Christianity is all about. It's not about that.
No.
Okay?
And I agree.
And for the last part, Mary is not a part of the fucking Holy Trinity, all right? I don't know why people are putting Mary on a higher status than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Well,
it's almost...
Okay.
Which I gotta agree with right there.
No, they don't put her in the goddamn Trinity.
They pray to her.
They pray to her, but they do not put her in the
Mary
Trinity.
Mary cannot
save
you.
You walk into a church. You walk into a Catholic church. You put your... And again, this is dogma, so you have to excuse me. Got the holy water. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. Okay? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's your Trinity. The Trinity is still the same.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, yeah. And watch.
But Hail Mary, full of grace, and, you know, how many do you have to do with those? To
well, that's exactly. A rosary. And, that,
and another
know,
thing is...
And people find Hail Mary in grilled cheese sandwiches and under Chicago underpasses, so...
That's
even the whole Virgin Mary and the Mary sighting thing is a little creepy, even
yes.
For me, okay? So, but saying your Hail Marys, you know,
and
that's...
Calling somebody Father, you know, I mean, look, it says very clear in the Bible to call no man but the Lord Father, you know, not even your own father, you know, your physical father, okay? It does, and the thing is, then they had the audacity to say that technically, we're the embodiment of Christ on earth, so we could forgive your sins.
You know something, dude? I'm not making fun of you right here.
All right.
I know a lot of the shit that you're saying. I know where it's come from. You've been reading a lot of Jack Chick, haven't you?
Not Jack Chick. It's, you know, my dad and I, my dad and I get bomb blasted, and we talk about this shit ad nauseum all the time.
Oh, shit, dude.
By the way, Red Rum points it out. Thank you, Red Rum. The praying to the Holy Mary, we pray to her for guidance not to be saved.
But how does that fall right. Into place? I mean, she's not the patron saint of travel or anything. That's where you go for guidance at.
I don't know.
Well, that's why
people,
you pray to various saints.
I don't know why... You couldn't do that with, you know.
But you
Christ.
Can. You can.
Well, then
you have the choice.
Then I would say that's a distraction. Then.
Okay. All right.
And I agree. And I to a degree as well. I mean, this is something we could like literally sit here and spend the rest of our lives debating right there.
Sure.
And still walk away with our
well, theology
opinions.
Discussions are a never-ending discussion.
But I see. But
this is the argument that would
yeah,
not.
Thank
end.
You. Thank you. Can I tell? Thank you. Anyhow. I see exactly what Flying J is saying. Flying J is saying the religion is good for some guidance and for some wisdom.
And I'm not.
However, Flying J is also saying that, God damn it, you're a modernly educated man or woman. Why can't you just see that a lot of this shit right here is just simple traditional crap that doesn't affect you? Much, and a lot of it is fucking silly. I agree. There's a lot of shit that you keep in there for tradition to somehow feel tied to your ancestors and shit that is completely and utterly fucking useless. Judaism has a lot of these, such as it is better to walk a mile, you know, to actually wash your hands before eating than eat with dirty hands that are unwashed, even if they already fucking clean. And the big one with Judaism, pork.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a good law. Back then, because
it was so foul, the meat,
yes.
All that, and it was killing people.
Well,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
And that's a lot of things. A
but
lot
now,
of things in religion.
Now it's clean.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We have different types of.
Well, you know, an interesting thing. A lot of rules that are set forth in religion are because of things that were going on during that time.
Right.
That
exactly.
The rules were made.
And that's what Flying J and I are saying.
And that's in all religion. So yes, there's a lot of weird, like you say, hocus pocus. I mean, I thought it was kind of silly. You know, I still think the whole black smoke, white smoke thing is just ridiculous, but it's there for a purpose.
I would prefer red fish, blue fish myself.
Wait a second. Red Rum says Mary is held in high because she was born without sin. How could Mary be born without sin?
It said all man was born into sin.
Exactly.
It didn't say except Mary. Okay, you know, so
again, though, you're going to start arguing dogma, and every religion has their own dogma that doesn't make sense to another religion. It doesn't make sense to you.
No, wait, that's not the same thing, Trench. Saying shit like you're going to be reincarnated, you know, your relatives are now a bunch of fucking rats scurrying around the floor, or some sacred cows in the marketplace, so don't fucking eat them when you're in Delhi, that's some shit in other religions that doesn't make sense. Mary being born without sin, that's just a flat-out fucking loophole.
Loophole, whatever. I mean, but the point still is the fact that it's just part of that dogma that, you know, everybody's going to look and go, what the hell? What the fuck are they thinking? And they're just going to have to deal with it because that's the way they're going to think. You know?
Okay,
I mean,
going back to it, I mean, Catholicism is Christianity slash paganism.
And
yes,
I'm going to fucking...
That is absolutely correct. I will agree with that 100%.
All the dogma and all the tradition and all that was put in place to attract people to... Christianity, because if it was just simple, hey, all you gotta do is ask the Lord for forgiveness and he'll forgive you and then you're saved. Then they say, well, wait a minute, we're used to all the ritual and stuff. We can't go to your church.
Exactly.
This is something that we do for our entertainment on the weekend.
Yes.
You know, come on, guys.
Yes,
such as
the
Easter
opulence.
And the maypole, which represents a penis for fertility, rabbits, eggs, et cetera,
yes.
Et cetera.
Correct. Yes.
And, you know, like I say, dude, to take that shit, you know, like a step further, you know, the thing here is, it's like, a lot of people don't realize, you know, yeah, they're like, the white men came and killed the Indians. Dude, the fucking Native Americans had some weird-ass traditions of self-mutilation and shit like mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. for, like, their rite of passage and stuff.
Yeah.
So Christianity did as well go a lot of ways to getting people a lot more civilized to give that shit up.
And not just Catholicism. I mean, Puritanism.
I think the absolute most modern representation of what Flying J is saying about the tradition and shit, voodoo. Voodoo is basically Catholicism with a lot of old school fucking African rituals and Native American rituals thrown in.
I could see the rituals. I don't know if it necessarily
and
is
beliefs,
the equivalent.
And the beliefs. Cause
yeah, but voodoo has more than one god, doesn't it?
Voodoo? No, dude. The Virgin Mary is in voodoo. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a monotheist religion.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Didn't know that. All right, looking at the time, actually, we got to cut to a music break.
All right.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
Man, that was like 48 minutes of arguing
there. That's right, but it's a good bit of arguing there.
No, it's a great bit of arguing. And we still got a lot of other shit we have to go through. Damn.
You know, this mic is working very well today.
You've got it up. I lifted the stand, and I put the mic in probably what I assumed would be your proper posture.
Ah, well, slouching? Huh.
Somewhat.
Yeah,
I got it. All right,
folks.
Let's go ahead. Let's catch some music. I got some.
First off, let me just say right now, because we haven't really said it much during our discussion, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at
spankwagon.net.
Of course, if you're listening to us, you found us on a syndicator. Great.
Any
awesome.
One of your choices. We also tell you to support your syndicator. You're listening through right there, because that means they'll like us too.
Yes. Now, I just want to let you guys know that we're going to be back after this break. If you want to chat with us, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. You can join us in the chat room. The chat room is irc.slashnet.org. The room is /LVROCKS.
Sure enough, I heard that.
And I think the three of us will be back here in a little bit.
I'm going to go ahead and get you guys in some good mood music for what we're doing right now. Spank Wagon Radio will return.
We'll be back.
Spank Wagon. I'm going to go to the next one.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for our second hour.
That's right.
I am Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
And you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at our home at spankwagon.net. We're coming into our second hour, and of course, if you ever want to kind of play with us here, you can also try out the home game. First off, we have the phone numbers. Claude, do the sound.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas, local 383-8120.
And, of course, you can join us in the chat room, irc.slashnet.org.
That was a little too intense. I apologize.
Yeah, that was
a really
good
sound.
The pound LV Rocks is the room. Of course, if you're really lazy and don't want to go through all that hassle, just click on the cam and chat link inside spankwagon.net, and you can join us. So, catch Jay. Fetch Jay. All right, dude, do you want to jump ahead and start doing that?
Yeah, doing what? Looking at ads of scantily clad women.
Yes,
here.
You are. Do you want to go ahead and do mad props?
Yeah, I suppose we could probably do that. I mean, I've got the time, you know.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio to honor every one of you listeners for putting up with our shit week in, week out. It's time for Mad Props. Let's give it up for Airwolf.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to Ikari.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to, I can't pronounce that, Lady Almathia. Almathia?
Amalthea.
Lady Amalgamated.
Mad Propus.
Let's give it up to Mother-in-Law.
Mad Props.
Red Rum.
Mad Props.
Toe.
Mad Props.
Virtual One.
Mad Props.
Vocarus.
Mad Props. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was your Mad Props. Tune in next week if you want to be mentioned as well.
Because it's all you're going to get from us, brother. Can I just mention how much I really like this song?
Please, feel
free. This song really, it hits the spot. I mean, I really appreciate this song a lot.
It gives you pleasure.
It does, because cue it again. That's just a perfect song for Mad Props.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It is.
I just got to learn to let it go through the first two lines of that, you know? I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, just blathering
away.
So
you're a big fan of Sam the Sham.
I am a big fan of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. I am. I mean, you know, good stuff.
The Pharaohs.
Yes, they were a group from the 1960s.
Yes, they played rock and roll.
Before I was born.
When your parents were dropping acid.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. A man in Florida was briefly jailed over the weekend for shooting his broken-down car 5 times. The owner shot his Chrysler LeBaron, said the car had been giving him trouble for years and finally has outlived its usefulness. He called the shooting dumb and worries about, you know, getting evicted from his apartment complex.
He shot it, like, what, in the parking lot?
Yes.
Elvis style. He did a fucking Elvis.
No, he did. I'll explain. He did Bullet Tooth Tony, I think.
Ah.
But he doesn't regret doing it. I think every guy in the universe has wanted to do this, said John McGivney of South Florida. It was worth every damn minute in that jail. Boward Sheriff of Office spokesman Hugh Gaff said McGivney, 64, walked out of his home and had a loaded 380. Was it 380? Is that what you proper?
357?
No, it was a 380 caliber.
380 caliber.
That's what they're saying, a 380 caliber.
38 caliber.
Yes. Oh, wrong decimal point. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A 38 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Hey, I don't know. I don't own a gun. Claude's a gun owner. You're a former military. I'm a pansy. He has the 38 caliber semi-automatic pistols hand around 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday the 15th.
See if I let you into my bomb shelter when Russia attacks.
Right.
Basically, he said he walked across the parking lot up to his green 1994 LeBaron, pointed the gun at the car, and pumped 5 rounds into the hood. When George Haberkotover heard the moment, the property manager asked, "What the hell you doing?" Well, he responded, "I'm putting my car out of its misery, George." McGivney finally then put the pistol in his pocket and calmly walked back into his apartment. Deputies were called, set up a perimeter around the complex and ordered McGivney to come out of his apartment unarmed and with his hands up. He did so. McGivney was charged with firearms violation and he bonded out of jail the next day. Gaff said there's no injuries reported, the police said. No injuries reported except for the car.
Well, can you really blame the guy?
No, I can't.
I mean, you know, like the old saying goes, if it's got tits or tires, it's going to give you problems.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
That's so relevant. Huh.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you know, that's awesome, man. To suddenly say, fuck this car, load 5 shots into the radiator or wherever they went. God forbid something didn't, you know, ricochet back and shoot at him. You know, car kills man with bullet. What are you doing, Claude?
Play a very relevant song. If I'd have known this article was coming up, I'd have played this earlier.
Good old Adam Sandler.
You ever heard this song?
Of course I have.
Yeah. Piece of shit car. I got a piece of shit car.
No one knows the lyrics like piece of shit car.
Fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
All right, moving on. Hundreds of thousands are going to lose the fresh start as George Bush signs a new bankruptcy bill. U.S. President George W. Bush signed into law Wednesday a reform on bankruptcy legislation that will wipe out the chances for 30,000 to 210,000 families per year to obtain relief from overwhelming debt, according to the American Bankruptcy Institute. The legislation was strongly opposed by consumer advocates who said it will end the chance for fresh starts in the financial lives of people by keeping them forever in the yoke of collection agencies, as well as credit card companies and banks who've made it way too easy to obtain very, very high credit limits. Bush disagreed, saying that the law was restoring integrity to the bankruptcy process. The system has been uprooted and that was put in place in 1898. It allowed judges and debtors to come to terms with the stunning, you know, medical bills and whatever, and erase them. No longer will that happen, actually. They're stating here that up to what will start happening after is, instead of fresh start, the debtors and judges and lawyers, which there will be a higher filing fee too, will all agree on a term that puts you as close to as near poverty as they say you can be, and yet afford to pay off your debts.
Pretty nice. Intense.
Very intense. There is a 6-month sort of leeway, so if anybody really was thinking about filing for bankruptcy, now's the time to do it. Got that bit from Wiccan News.
Nice.
If you want to read
news?
That. Wiki.
Wiccan News.
Wiki. W-I-K-I.
Ah, Wiki.
Basically, they are stating that the law was written, first off, they were written by the credit card companies, who then basically talked in the legislators into, if you guys want this article, someone was expressing interest earlier. But basically, it was written originally by the credit card companies so that way they could keep from losing money. Because credit card companies lose a lot of money by people who do bankruptcy.
That's true, and part of it, of course, is their own fault.
It is. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're given a $10,000 credit card and you're someone of low, willpower, you're going to through that fucking money. And you're going to like, oh, yeah, it's a shopping spree. What's this bill? Final.
You know, I actually had a neighbor. Her name was Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes, whoever you are. Weird woman right there. Was able to buy her house because she was a surrogate mother. Anyhow.
Very interesting.
Dude, yeah. I believed her, too, because she was ugly. No one would want to touch her. Anyhow, what happened was she got into some serious debt, you know, wanted to go ahead. She was actually lived next to us, you know. And when she was going to have a pool put in, you know, we were going to get, like, a discount, you know, if they could just knock down the wall between both of us so they could, like, drive everything in. What are you flipping?
We're giving Jason camera time. We don't normally give him a lot of camera time.
Obvious reasons.
Yes. No, knock that shit off. Anyhow, what happened was she was going to have to file bankruptcy, and she still had something, I think, about, like, $5,000 left on her credit card limits and stuff. So she went out and blew it all as soon as she could.
Yeah, because it's all going to be erased. And that was one of the
things. And the judge found out about that, and they would not allow that into her bankruptcy.
Good. Very good. You know, and that's one thing I'm finding very interesting. You know, is I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea to do this. I just think that it may be a little too harsh or a little too suddenly stiff.
Sure.
They should have given about a year instead of just 6 months because, I mean, filings will go through the roof.
Yeah.
You may not get your filing in. I personally feel, you know, the thing that, though, you need to watch out for is sometimes what brings you into debt and bankruptcy isn't going to be a credit card debt. You know,
no.
It's going to be a medical issue. Medical issues will bring you into debt quicker than most credit card debts can bring you into the debt. Just saying.
Yeah, because when medical shit happens, dude, those bills just rack up, dude. They will charge a patient for napkins in their room.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you've gone through this. I mean,
let's
bring your life into this. When your father,
Jesus, when he had a stroke right there, you know, God damn, that was like over $100,000 for like 3 days in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's not counting like the 6 months of physical therapy afterwards.
By the way, someone here pointed out weddings, expensive as weddings. I don't know about you people, but I had a beautiful wedding for $7,000.
That's all it cost? I mean, I'm not
trying to cry. That was it.
That's very reasonable.
But that's because of how Michelle and I are raised.
Yeah, you know, but see, a lot
I want to say, you know what? My mother-in-law's in there. She would know or near know the final number. Because as far as I know, it was around $7,000. I don't think it was actually that overdone. I just don't remember.
Well, you know, it goes back to women and their Cinderella syndrome, where everything has to be like a fairy tale, and when it's not, then they're not.
That's not true. My parents got married at the courthouse.
I'm not saying all of us.
Well, no, not everyone, because there are people out there who will do the quickie. I mean, that's why we're in Vegas. Yes. We got the, you want to get married, thank you very much. You know, we got that shit out here for that reason.
But I will have to say that there is a pretty good chunk of the female world that wants the fairy tale wedding. They all aspire for.
Well, you know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you look
everybody wants to kind of get married like that, you know.
I truly believe that my wife, my ex-wife, was really burnt on the whole thing that we had to get married at the Justice of the Peace. So, you know.
Well, I will say I love my wife to death. She was very reasonable about her wedding. She had a beautiful dress. You know, the bridesmaid dresses were ugly. I think that's just par for course. You know, the church, I mean, just the people, I mean, we did it right. We did it economically. We did it with logic. And I'm getting a phone call. So we're getting a phone call. Let's go ahead and find out who that is. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Red Rum.
Hello,
hey.
Red Rum.
Hey, Red Rum, how are you?
I just have to protest about Flying Day's little comment
I
about
figured you
women
would.
And their Cinderella syndrome. What is that about?
Well, you know, like I said, I didn't say
don't,
all
don't
women.
Men have, is that to say, like, men have a Prince Charming syndrome?
I don't believe that. I don't believe men have a Prince Charming. They don't care.
No. Men are, like,
men are the reason you can get married at a courthouse.
No, I don't necessarily
well,
think so.
I
do think there's a good portion of women out there that are like, you know what, it's not necessary.
Hello, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a good number of women out there. Like, you know, it's not necessary to. Is someone else dialing on a phone line in your home?
No, she could barely hear us because, you know, we come in sometimes from. Let's try jacking that up just a tad. How about that?
I can hear you. trench.
We can hear you.
I can't hear the other guys.
Oh, you can't,
oh, wow.
You can't hear me. Oh, okay.
Well, separation set, so I'll shut up a bit, guys.
Pass the line around.
No, as I was saying, I'm not saying that all women do, but I do think that my wife, my estranged wife, really held that against me for a good lot of years, that we got married at a justice of peace instead of getting a real wedding. And, you know, a big part of me regrets that, but you know what? It didn't mean that much to me as it did for her. So, you know, now if that makes me a bad guy, so be it. But I do think that a lot of women tend to set themselves up for disappointment in the future by having this notion of a fairy tale wedding and a fairy tale life that never really comes true, and then they're never happy, you know, in their lives after that. And it... That's why, hey, well, it's 50-50, you know, whether a marriage is going to last a lifetime or just, you know, a brief moment.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as compromise, Jay.
Yeah. You know, and I don't think that's the point here, though. I think the thing is, though, is, you know, do women look for, you know, the fairy tale wedding? And I believe that, you know, and I will hedge my bets and say the majority of women do want that fairy tale wedding. There are several, you know.
How about
out
you?
There that don't.
I don't think it's the majority of women want a fairy tale wedding. It depends on the person. I wouldn't say it's the majority of women. I think people like parties. That's the thing about it. It's not so much as the ceremony.
Do you know most of the money spent
it's
usually on
party.
Like the churches and the row, you know, the gowns and everything, all the, you know, that kind of stuff is very expensive. A lot of times a party, you know, per plate could be, you know, a decent party is around what, $75 a plate?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that. I believe. I kind of agree with Flying J.
Well, I find something very interesting here. Redrum, as a married woman yourself, what was there, when growing up as a young woman right there, was there any type of specific ceremony you envisioned for yourself? And if so, did your own wedding live up to your expectations? And even if it didn't or did, are you happy with it?
Can you ask a more multi-question?
Yeah, were you happy with your wedding ceremony?
I was very happy with my wedding because it was just me and my husband. And
witnesses.
We just were eating one day and he said, "Do you want to get married?" And I said, "Yeah." And so we just went down. We had fun. And I think that was like the most important part about it. We had fun.
Okay.
And I know like what I was talking about in the chat room, my friend that went into debt, you know, $60,000 on a wedding, you know, she lost like 50 pounds, you know, planning this wedding, and most of it was done by stress.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you have to then ask your friend, though. I mean, was it worth that 60K? You know, was it worth that 60 grand to be married?
She wishes she hadn't done it.
Yeah, because that's a heck of a way to start out a marriage at $50,000 in debt. So.
Well, you know what, though? I will say that we started out, my wife and I started out marriage in debt, but it was school loans. So, I mean, a debt's a debt.
Yeah, I ended my marriage in debt.
Well, I'm going to ask you another question here, Redrum. Growing up as a, you know, starting from the time where you were a little girl, perhaps, all the way up until you actually went through with the ceremony and said, "I do," did you ever fantasize, dream about, or envision how your own wedding was going to be?
Did I ever dream about it?
Oh, when you do that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think every girl plays, you know, with Barbie dolls, and you dream about different things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a fairy tale complex about it.
Okay.
But a lot of women do.
Well, a lot of women do.
Well, you know, a lot of men kind of do, too.
And a lot of men kind of have the same fairy tale complex about feeling that they have to rescue someone.
And you know what?
I
will admit that's what I did with my wife. I thought that I was rescuing her from a life that she didn't deserve, you know, and to give her something a little bit better, and it didn't work. So, in that sense, touche, because guess what? Maybe I've had a little bit of that Prince Charming syndrome myself.
You know, maybe so. I mean, I don't know if I've actually... I don't think with my marriage I was rescuing anybody. I think it was more of a deal where my wife and I actually just, you know, we loved each other. We weren't trying to save each other. It wasn't Princess or, you know, Prince Charming. It definitely wasn't Prince Charming. But the point is that, you know, I mean, I don't know. I believe that the fairy tale wedding actually prevails over the Prince Charming ideals of a wedding, but that's...
Oh, my gosh. That is just so typical for a guy to say.
Well, we are guys.
Well, you're listening to a show hosted by three men, so...
Huh?
You're listening to a show hosted by three men, so...
I mean, but you guys are just blaming the girl, saying, oh, yeah, it's just her fairy tale princess ideas.
Then perhaps...
Yeah, I don't feel like rescuing her.
Then perhaps we need a fourth host.
I probably only take 20% of the blame while she
you know
takes
what?
80.
You know what? Maybe we'll have to bring you onto the show, down to the studio. We can argue this out sometime.
We have a fourth seat and a fourth mic ready to
five
go.
Five mics ready to
go.
Yeah,
we have a whole bunch of mics in here.
All right. Red Rum, thank you very much for the call and the input. You know what? I was just going to ask one question. One question. How's the screenplays?
You have to ask me a question. I didn't hear you.
How are the screenplays going?
Oh, well, you want me to tell you now, or do you want me to...
Just say one word, good or bad?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
I was
we'll
two.
Talk
that was two.
Oh, geez, look great. Thank you, Red Rum.
Okay,
damn, Cinderella syndrome.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm an asshole because I feel women look for a Cinderella deal.
Sorry. But you know what? Maybe I'm just a little bit burnt on women in general right now. Because, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I think the worst kind of fucking pain I've ever felt in my life was inflicted by a woman.
Yeah. So right now you are a little jaded, so to speak.
Yeah, you're jaded. But, I mean, I'm happily married, and I've got my son and, you know, everything like that. So it's a little different. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
This is Kilroy.
And you're not even listening to the show, are you?
What?
Right.
As a matter of fact, I just spent a few minutes listening to the show over the phone.
Over the phone?
Are we being syndicated somehow we don't know about?
I called someone who is listening, and they held the phone up for me.
Nice.
God, that's a hellish delay.
Well, hey, but that's dedication and devotion right there, I must say.
Absolutely. What's up, Kilroy?
I just achieved my goal for the week. I have officially spank tagged every Walmart bathroom mirror between Des Moines and Minneapolis. It took all day.
Nice.
What? Okay, you did what?
I spank tagged every single Walmart bathroom mirror between Des Moines and Minneapolis.
For our listeners, could you explain what spank tagged is? Because now I'm afraid of what our listeners are going to turn into.
Hold on.
Hello, my name is SpankWagon.net.
For a good time, call Spank.
Yeah, I should be able to hear you better now.
Oh, okay.
Are you wanting to know what spank tagging is?
Please.
I'm curious.
Define for our listeners and everyone.
It's new to me.
What's that?
Explain.
Okay. So, this is back from the old days of Spank Wagon. Got a one of those labeling things, you know, with the sticker with the raised plastic thing.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you type spankwagon.net into that thing, and you go ahead and you tag wherever you like.
Nice.
Okay.
That's great. You've earned yourself a prize to be announced on that one.
Yeah. What's Claude buys a prize? So you basically took the old school labelers. And you wrote spankwagon.net. How many did you do? How many Walmart bathrooms?
Oh, let me think, because there's a couple that weren't visible from the interstate.
Okay.
I got the one in Ames. I got the one in Pella. I got the one in...
Can you just give us a number?
What's that?
Give us a number.
Okay, let me count it up quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8. Today.
That's great.
Awesome.
Man.
All right.
And then I got one in Wisconsin, too.
One in Wisconsin. So we're big in the cheese state now.
There you go. Well, thank you, Kilroy. We appreciate the plugs. We're just afraid of, you know, for a good time, call this site.
What's that?
You'll catch it on the archive, dude.
Okay. Hey, that reminds me. Is there a way to download the archive without having to listen to it? Just that way? Can I download it and burn it off?
Right-click and save as?
No, I have them all on pull-downs, so they're not right-click
and save as.
I'll see what I can do. Just check your email, all right?
It's a deal.
Okay, cool. Later, man.
Thanks, Kilroy.
See ya.
So he just...
I told you like 3 years ago, that's what we needed to do.
I'm not comfortable with that.
And your listeners
because, like,
beat you to it.
My listeners, you know what? I'm going to let
Why are you not comfortable with
I'm
it,
not
man.
Comfortable with that because my ass, all of a sudden, Walmart cars. Hello, are you the owner of SpankWagon.net? Yes, I am. Are you aware that people are vandalizing our mirrors at Walmart?
Who gives a fuck, dude? Do you think anybody's do you think anybody's ever come back to try to sue the guys who make the baby smasher stickers?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't read anything up on those since that.
Gross
since that
balls,
one time.
Man. It's not like we're putting pranks on people's like roadside death memorials.
Thank
anymore.
God. Yeah, please don't do that.
Hey, you know, speaking of which, I had this song right here. This is a new one. I actually downloaded this about 2 weeks ago or so. I've been wanting to play this on the radio, and this has been like since we're talking about love and marriage and stuff and the trials and tribulations that everyone goes through.
Okay.
This is a new song that was recent. That was actually put out not too long ago, and I really dig it. I thought it was a good one. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to don't look at who the artist is.
Won't look at who the artist is.
I want to see if you can guess who it is. Like I say, it's a good song. I dig it. I'm going to make it. It's playing for you guys.
Okay. It's obviously a cover.
No, it's not a cover. Just shh.
Tracy Lords. You didn't hear it.
This is Tracy Lords.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guessed it. You didn't... Is my mic off?
No, I heard you.
The volume
up. Song.
That's a pretty decent song.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. Everybody will love it. I'll have to play this like next week's.
Yeah, we'll have to play during the next.
Obviously,
week
you don't
break.
Want
to
hear it.
Well, I mean, we're doing a pretty good show. We got a good flow going. Why stop it right away? You know, but
that's what I wanted to get. That's new Tracy Lords off her mini album Sunshine. It's called "You Burn Inside of Me," which has got a cool chorus.
Wow.
Wait.
Whoa.
A former porn star releases a song called what?
You Burn Inside
Me. It's an homage to gonorrhea, guys. Chlamydia.
You know, she really needs to think about a better marketing scheme and a better marketing group. I got this song. This song is unloading me, you know? I mean,
unloading me.
Akari says, lights out, guerrilla advertising.
There you go. So I don't know. Anywho, do you guys have anything you guys want to cover? Anything interesting for your guys' news week? Oh yeah, you know what? Lady Alamagator or whatever is saying some bullshit. She is stating that
Spankwagon, our show,
while listening to our show in the archive, mind you, not listening to it live, listening to it. In the archive.
In the archive. Only available at SpankWagon.net.
Caused her CPU to crap out. Overheat.
Because
her fan
died.
The fan died. Okay. SpankWagon Radio does not, cannot, do any more harm than you socially. Will not touch your computer.
Wow, that's pretty fucking...
So supposedly, and she's been making like a big deal about this all week. Like, you broke my computer. I'm like, no. Where's the humor in this?
Call in to win credits for a new fan. We're going to play Cube 50.
Cube 3000 as we drop the fucking 20. So, I don't know. And she's saying it's not BS.
We're going to have a new intro, I think.
Yeah, we got. Well, here's the thing. I was noticing on the LV Rocks main page, in the they were talking about the theme music and like who has the best intro. Because we've had some really great intros that we've played in the past.
Oh, yes.
We've had some really kick-ass intros. And I've got to talk to, if they're going to have a contest of intros, I really want to get involved because I got a kick-ass. I mean, you want to listen to some of our intros?
We are the powerhouse of creativity.
I just wish we had some of the ones we were using at the, east side of Las Vegas near the water treatment plant ones.
We still have those somewhere.
I don't have them on this computer, but... I want to say we have some...
Near the water treatment plant.
Oh, wow. They're giving away there.
Huh?
It was, you know, it's kind of hidden. There's more than really? Trench's house near the water treatment plant.
Right. Yeah,
but you do live near it. You have to admit.
Yes. And that was the joke. That was when we did the show at my place, you know.
Studio A.
Studio A. He was Studio B. Then there's Kitchen Stadium. And now we're here in LV Rocks. So we got to enter in some of our intro musics because we've got some really good ones. Anywho.
We're going to have some killer fucking intros, man.
I'm trying to think, do we want to geek this out? Or do we want to end on a geek note, or do we want to end on an argument?
Well, I do have another story.
We've been arguing so much.
Did we talk about the chili lady? I don't think we did.
No, we haven't. There's an update to the chili lady.
Yes, the woman with the Wendy's chili right there.
What?
The one who claims she found the finger in the Wendy's chili.
Oh, I thought you said the windiest chili.
No, not the windiest chili.
Yeah.
No. No, what happened is apparently she's been arrested.
Nice.
She did drop the charges against Wendy, saying that she...
Yeah, she dropped them about 2 weeks ago.
Saying she was too stressed out to go through with it. And now they're only releasing two of the charges they brought her up on. One is grand larceny for the amount of money Wendy's has lost. The other is attempted grand larceny. There's also something else. I guess a couple of years ago she tried to go sell a trailer home, you know, like a fucking single wide. And it wasn't hers.
Oh.
She collected money for it.
Oh, nice.
So she's being held right now in the Clark County Detention Center without bond.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying here, this is off of ABC.net. A woman who found severed finger in a bowl of Wendy's chili has been arrested and charged with larceny, capping an investigation into a horrifying claim that made headlines and hurt sales at the third largest U.S. burger chain. Anna Alea, 39, was arrested Thursday night in her home in Las Vegas. Again, everything has to connect to fucking Vegas. And in custody of the Clark County Detention Center. Alea said she discovered the finger after spooning in a mouthful of chili at Wendy's restaurant in San Jose, California on March 22nd. The arrest was welcomed by Wendy's International, which has said sales at its fast food restaurants fell significantly in the San Jose area following the incident. We're thrilled an arrest is made, said Tom Mueller, president of the company's North America business. Larceny charge, which originated in San Jose, is related to the finger incident, but the origin of the finger is still unknown. So we still don't know.
They say right now they've not been able to find it, but who knows? Maybe they do have something else that they're going on right there so they can really bust her ass. Because she also claimed once her daughter got salmonella poisoning or some shit. From El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, and also, you know, and the daughter, you know, I don't know if she really understands what she's saying. But, like, why would my mom sue? She's rich. See what we have? Well,
yeah.
She has all that because of what she's
Because
she
of what
did
she's been
you.
Doing, yeah.
You know, and I love it. She made the daughter wear... Well, I don't know if she made the daughter. I can only make assumptions and opinions, but the daughter in TV news reports after the cops raided the house and tore it up, she was in a sling because, you know, the mother was like, I'm suing the police. You know, they hurt my daughter. Just saying.
Because she said the police came in and fucking...
The police came in, trashed out her home. And, of course, they have every legal right to do that when there's a subpoena.
Right.
Like, they can come in and make that thing look like a disaster area.
Yes.
They did,
it from someone who's a neighbor. I had to help the police go unlock their apartment so they could go in and raid their house looking for murder evidence.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, and the funny thing is, the police did leave with, like, a cooler and a couple other things. So do we know anything else about this?
We know she's arrested right now. They're trying to find out whose finger it is. And, hey.
So. All right.
Man, that's some ill shit, Cube.
For real, yo.
And then he went
crazy
Hollywood.
Shit.
That's Triple X right there. Turn that shit up.
God, you fucking killed it. No, this is not... No, can't be. No.
Yes.
This is not Triple X.
Believe
no.
it. He's got it on the back of his neck.
He was in Torque.
No.
Triple X.
Not Ice Cube. No, Lord, no.
Barbershop.
The barbershop, yep. Yep. It's another Friday with Triple X.
Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Oh, Jesus.
Friday.
Damn. Okay, well, Friday, all right. But no, not Anaconda, man. This is not Triple X. I refuse to believe it. Someone kidnapped Cube, man, and put a white man robot in his place or something, man.
This is pre West Side Connection, you know? Come on.
Yay, yay!
Oh, no. You just had to. Your key. Your, it's like trigger words for fucking. For Claude. By the way, did someone know? They was reading this earlier. They there's a guy who stripped out a lot of the words in NWA's. What's their big album?
Let's see. Straight Outta Compton.
Compton, yeah.
Was it that one? I think that's
yes. White Man.
What can I say? So yeah, they basically edited out the NWA album just to all just only profanity. So.
Side to side, we be giving up until the day we die. If something's me up, I'ma have to erupt. Some motherfucker, what's up? Front, back, side to side. What are you laughing at, man?
You had a bust out with the West Side Connection, man. Good boy.
Mac 10! Ice Cube!
That's right. Nigga hit the lane, here I come.
It's been so long since I sung along this one, I don't know it, man. Shit, I don't know the lyrics to this anymore.
I never knew the lyrics. I was never really into any rap.
That's sad, man.
Because you're from Iowa.
Yeah, I was just...
no, hey, I watched that movie, White Boys. I forgot about that.
Did you see that, man?
Yes.
White Boys?
Yes.
You know, he's yet to see that shit.
Are you serious?
I haven't
you're
seen
from
it.
Iowa? God.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I listen to like, techno. I got into different, way different music.
We're talking about a movie.
And I'm talking about the music that we've been...
It's a fucking funny movie. Man, who'd you kill, man? Damn, Snoop. I kill everybody. I love that movie. Here's something more your style, Trench.
Yeah, there you go. You love this song. You know it.
Here's some vanilla flavor for you.
Some snow.
Some Canadian Jamaican. You're singing it! You're saying this is for me and you're singing it?
I'm trying to help you.
Why would he?
Just blow down my door. This is a child to my window, then they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. I went on destination, reaching on the east attention, and I whipped down my pants, look up my bottom.
Whoa, I forgot about
you forgot about that, dude.
Look up Snow's Cooley.
Okay, yes. You know what, though? While you guys were listening to that, I mean, while you guys were going off on that stuff, I mean, I was listening to this shit.
Here's we have a request from the chat room. Just for the chat room, here is 8-Ball.
Yeah.
Rolling. Knock your motherfuckers out.
Well, okay, you know what? I will say, you know, excuse me, I did listen to this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm all right if you are.
I'm all right if you are.
Be better. Get some of that bass.
I'll be better. Get some of that bass.
Quaking, fire, shaking, up with taking, brains are wrecking. Rock, doggy, chuck, rocking. Flavor, flavor, next game.
Here's another record, check it, man. Just to put my brothers in.
And now think of it. Who's Flavor Flav dating?
Brigitte Nielsen.
Who looks like she's gotten ran over by a truck.
Yes.
Red Sonja.
You're the censored version of this.
Yeah, I do.
That sucks, man. I have full flavor.
Oddly enough, I got this from you.
Oh, wow. I fucked you up there.
Okay.
911 was a joke.
I know. Actually, isn't this Fight the Power?
Yes.
Wait.
Right. 1989. Damn.
Sounds like 13, man.
15 years. God.
And you and you thought you had soul, you know, 13, 15 years ago. This is the shit I was listening to.
Okay, see, this is pretty good, man. This is like some house music and shit, dude. Let me throw a little more flavor your way, too, man. This is some hardcore shit right here, dude. This is like fucking straight up house party shit from the 80s, dude. When you have like some cardboard and shit in the living room that B-boys are throwing down, and everybody's drinking like fucking beer out of solo cups and shit. I feel like you should get like a leather fisherman's hat and shit right now.
Alrighty. You know what?
Tonight, move.
We got to start wrapping this up.
You freaks don't stop.
Rap.
Freestyle's coming in. You know we're hot. In the house tonight, move your body from left to right.
Yeah, but you try to sing like the fucking robot voice.
Yeah, I know.
Karaoke, what's up?
How can you? You're karaoke. I am a robot voice. I am popping and locking.
Somebody should like redo that with the voice of Bender.
Hey, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool, actually. Tells you how much of a geek we are, though. You know, a bunch of geeks. Hey, Bender, yeah.
Bender says freaks cold chilling in the house tonight. Yes.
Freaks cold chili in the house.
Freaks cold chillin', not chili. That's chili. Wendy's.
Chili. Fingers cold chili in the house.
Oh, God. Akari goes, this is an all skate song or an all skater song. All skaters. All right, let's wrap this up.
Akari says, hey, do you guys have $20 sack pyramid? No, I don't, man. But we'll get back to that one. I'll look that request up for you. And none of you know what I'm talking about.
Not a clue.
God damn.
Why don't we go ahead and do this bit?
God, I wish I had more time, dude. I played.
We forgot to do a bit. We'll do this bit, and we'll get the other bit next week.
I have nothing.
What do you mean you have nothing?
I told you I wasn't in the mood to write Kettle Haiku this week. Hello, ask a motherfucker first before you start playing his theme song. Shit. I can't even get into British
your fucking theme song? You know what your fucking theme song is. This is not your fucking theme song. This is a bit theme song.
Yes.
A bit that we do weekly. Reoccurring weekly fucking bit. You know what you want?
Here's your theme song, bro.
Fuck you and fuck you, okay? That's okay. You guys want to stretch it out by causing me more pain? Here's a Click a Liquor Mad props for fucking Mandy.
Okay. Say anything you want. Just do it with a British accent so we can complete the fucking bit. Okay, you can cue this up one more time.
Hold on, let me go back, dude.
Oh, come on. I can't do it right now. My heart's not in it.
No, wait, hold on, wrong one.
Oh, Jesus.
The hell? Where'd it go? Cap'm on cue here.
Say anything.
Talk in British voice. Make up a haiku.
Make up a haiku? Welcome to Inconsiderate Fucker Theater. Hosted by Flying J.
How about this? Do you want to do the closings?
Oh, no.
You don't? Okay.
Dare I say I'm a team player? I am speaking with a British accent, but fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck Mandy, who's fucking her new committed relationship. I want to give a shout out to Kate, who I met at the Freaking Frog, right across from UNLV. Very lovely woman. I didn't get a phone number, but I'll see you tomorrow. And I sound really homosexual with this voice.
No, you sound
no,
very British.
No, you sound very British.
Very British.
I thought
you.
The Beatles were in front of me.
No, they're more like Ringo.
Do Pikey haiku.
Pikey and haiku. I was trying to fuck a Pikey. And I couldn't write the fucking words of the fucking Pikey haiku. The haiku just really couldn't cut these fucking words out of there. So the main thing we're going to say is fuck it, burnt down me mom's trailer, and I just fucked everything up.
It's not a trailer, it's a caravan!
Oh,
caravan. Hey, it's caravan.
Caravan, it's part of me, the fucking caravan. That's not fucking Americans. What the fucking trailers.
Alright, we'll Claude, give me some outro music.
Yes, please.
Okay, here you go, we'll try something different.
Oh, God.
Could it be any more different than this? Was it
80?
Oh. Combo.
It was the first thing I clicked on.
Convoy. Come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Otherwise known as a fucking disaster in closing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to say a big thank you to the studios and Jimmy Diggs of LBRocks.com for letting us play in these studios and fart in the big chair. I want to say a thank you to our syndicates. Let's say thank you to Radio306.com, PlanetRadio.us. I also want to say a big thank you to some friends of Wagon, ArsAnime.com, VFTB.net, and Subject2Discussion.com. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls.
And we've got...
You just fell out of your
you
chair.
Fell.
Yes, I did. And I'm Flying J.
This is Flying J. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you again next week. Same time. Don't forget to find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm not going to do that.